As a former sufferer of pancreatic cancer, you're a survivor, founder of the charity, we know it's Pancreatic Awareness Month, and it seems it's really needed this month, doesn't it? We just don't know enough about it, do we?
No, absolutely. And we did a survey last year that showed that 10% of people have never, ever heard of pancreatic cancer. And I was one of those people when I was first diagnosed 6 years ago. I hadn't heard of pancreatic cancer. But awareness is really needed to raise awareness of the signs and symptoms of the disease, because not many people can identify those. 87% of people don't actually know where their pancreas is in their body, which is quite alarming. Also, we need to raise awareness of the fact that pancreatic cancer is really the poor relation of all cancers, because it, despite it being the fifth leading cause of cancer death in the UK, it receives only 1% of overall cancer research funding.
We had an interview on the first day of the Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and we were talking about research about that it's not just the public, but even the medical profession. When you go to see your doctor, that's not necessarily the first thing they think about, really, when you present them with the symptoms. So there really is a lot of awareness raising we need to do, isn't there?
Yes, and we at Pancreatic Cancer Action have a focus on that early diagnosis, and mainly from a personal reason for founding the charity is that so that more people can have the same outcome that I have. And we've developed educational e-learning modules for GPs that we've written with the Royal College of GPs, and we're doing something similar for hospital doctors with the British Medical Journal currently. So it's really important that we do raise awareness of the signs and symptoms of pancreatic cancer among the medical profession, because it's been a long time since they were at medical school. That might have been one of the few times that they've been exposed to the disease, because they're not seeing it every single day. So it's up to us to actually try and generate that level of awareness so that we can have a heightened sense of awareness, perhaps, by the medical profession about the disease, and recognising one or two or a combination of symptoms that patients might be suffering with as potentially pancreatic cancer.
Because I understand early diagnosis is key. I mean, surgery is the only cure, apparently, and people at the moment, only 10% are presenting themselves early enough to be eligible for that surgery.
Yeah, only 10% can actually go ahead and have potentially curative surgery. But if you are diagnosed in time for surgery, like I was, your chance of surviving 5 years increases tenfold. Now, that's the difference between sort of 3% survival rate to 5 years for most people. But if you have surgery, your chance of surviving 5 years is about 30%, which is not brilliant, but it's better than three.
Yeah, absolutely. And so talk us through these symptoms then that we should be more aware of.
Well, some of the classic symptoms of pancreatic cancer are upper abdominal pain. So that's tummy pain. So if you've got a pain sort of around about the bottom of your rib cage, sometimes it goes around to about the right hand side. Sometimes it sort of the pain creeps round to the back. Some patients will actually present with back pain. I did, because my tumour was in the middle of my pancreas and it was pressing on the spinal nerves. And that back pain is actually in your upper back. So it's where a lady's bra strap will sit. So that central location. And that sometimes can radiate round to the front. Some people find that they lose weight without trying, and it's really important that if that's happening, then people go to their doctors and get checked out. Also, jaundice, yellowing of the skin and the whites of the eyes, and some people actually get very itchy skin with jaundice. And pain on eating, if you've got changing bowel habit as well, so pale and smelly stools that won't flush away easily, and also indigestion. Now, so many people suffer from indigestion across the UK, and I don't want to alarm people, but if people have been on medication that their doctor has prescribed for them for indigestion, not over-the-counter stuff, things that have been prescribed, then, and if it's not going away, they need to go back to their doctor and tell them that that medication's not helping their symptoms. And also, if you're very fatigued, if you're very depressed as well, that can be another sign. And also, if people have got a new diagnosis for diabetes, type 2 diabetes, that's not associated with weight gain, i.e. it's, in a thin person, then that's something maybe to flag up among the medical profession. If they've got patients coming in with that, then maybe they should have a look at whether there's something else going on as well.
I mean, some of those symptoms that you described there, I mean, we could just easily dismiss as having busy lifestyles or, you know, time in the month for ladies. You know, it's really understandable why we need to raise awareness, because they could easily be just put aside for something else, couldn't they?
And they often are. And, you know, we did a survey on the Pancreatic Cancer Action website of 184 patients. And we found that 50% of them said their doctors initially dismissed their symptoms as nothing to worry about. So they had been going to their doctor, but equally, patients themselves, 60%, had actually dismissed their own symptoms as being nothing to worry about. So I think really the take-home message for this is you need to know your own body. So if you've got symptoms that are not normal for you and they are persisting, go to your GP. And by persisting, you know, being there for sort of a couple of weeks. And if you've been to your GP already, and they are not, those symptoms are still with you and not going away and perhaps getting worse, go back and keep going back until whatever it is has been investigated.
Because doctors, I mean, here on the health show that on Sunrise Radio, we're always hearing from GPs saying we want to work as a partnership, and so they won't mind if you say, have you considered pancreatic cancer?
No, absolutely not. And I think it's really important that people do go in and say, doc, do you think I've got pancreatic cancer? Because one thing that will do is actually put the thought of pancreatic cancer into their minds, and they will have to think about ruling it out, if nothing else. So I think it's very important that the patients go, and if they've got symptoms that I've described, there is more information on our website, pancreaticcanceraction.org, that lists all the symptoms. There's a symptoms diary as well, so if anyone's concerned, they can keep track of what symptoms they've got, take that into the GP and ask about pancreatic cancer.
Now, this month also raising awareness of the symptoms, but also raising awareness of the need for much more funding for research in pancreatic cancer and support. Tell us all about that.
Well, yes, pancreatic cancer is the Cinderella of all cancers in terms of funding. It's been underfunded for decades, which is why we're not seeing a great progress in the disease, and certainly survival rates have remained the same for about 40 years. Pancreatic cancer receives only 1% of overall cancer research funding in the UK, despite it being the fifth leading cause of cancer death in the UK. And the way things are going with improvements in other cancers, pancreatic cancer is likely to overtake that position and move up to fourth leading cause of cancer death. In 2012, to put this into context, pancreatic cancer received only £5.2 million. Breast cancer, on the other hand, received £42 million in the 1 year. So there is a big discrepancy in the amount of funding that pancreatic cancer receives, and we need to see an awful lot more in order to make an impact. And what we would like to see at Pancreatic Cancer Action is for research to more money for research into finding a biomarker for the disease so that we can catch it earlier. And by a biomarker, I mean a diagnostic tool, either blood, urine, saliva, that can be done easily and cheaply, so that patients who are presenting maybe with some of these very vague symptoms can be tested with a blood test, and then that may show something that they need to go very, very quickly to have other investigations.
I mean, it's not nice to talk about money when you're talking about medical reasons, but I mean, being able to diagnose it early surely won't cost the NHS more money in the long run. In fact, it helps save money by getting people treated earlier, won't it?
Well, yes, absolutely. And 50% of patients currently are being diagnosed as an emergency presentation in our A&E departments. And that's a really costly way of getting people diagnosed. So if we've got something that's an easy test, well, you know, what price is life? I don't know. Is it going to save the NHS money? Probably. But what is important is it's going to save lives, and we will get more people living. And then if we get more people like me who survive pancreatic cancer, we go back into the workplace. We start, earning the important tax revenue for the government. So it's really important that we do keep people, especially those of working age, surviving for longer.
So if we would like more information, you've got a great website. Tell us the address for it again.
Yes, it's pancreaticcanceraction.org. And if anybody else wants any other information, we've also got a telephone line, which is 0303 040 1770. And we'd be very happy to help.